Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Mr. Flatty?
Dear Flatty, I've got a question for you. I have a little problem.
Dear Pancakes and Waffles, when was the last time you cried and why? P.S. Don't cry. It's okay. Go ahead.
Fuck. I know that I've cried in like the last 2 years, I think.
Okay.
But I can't remember what it was. I know it had something to do with something that I was going through emotionally.
Okay.
But it was just like the littering Indian tear, you know. I mean, it wasn't like it was a full-blown
But you don't remember what none of it. So I remember this part. I remember pretty vividly. I was on second shift, so it was like, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night or whatever. And I was driving home, stopped at a stoplight, and I was freaking out from the time I left work to the time I got to this. I was freaking out, just nervous, anxious, whatever. And I remember stopping at a stoplight and just bawling my fucking eyes out at this stoplight at 11 o'clock at night. And I called my wife and I was like, I think I'm going to drive myself to the fucking hospital. Like, I was freaking out. And it, like, I don't even remember what it was, like, something to do with, I had just started this new job and I hated it and I wasn't sure. Like, I just, everything hit all at once. And it was the most fucked up thing. It was like, why am I so upset right now? And she's like, don't drive to the hospital. I'll come and get you. I was like, no, I can make it home. So I drove home and it's just like,
was she waiting at the door for you when you pulled up?
Yeah, of course she was.
Did you guys hug in the yard?
I don't think so.
You did, didn't you? You hugged in the yard.
You hugged in the yard.
Did she come out and carry you into the house?
And it was raining. She was carrying me through the rain. Oh, Jesus. I wish I could remember, the specifics of it. I just remember that I was like, my anxiety was like through the roof and I was just freaking out. And I can't remember what it was now.
So I wish I could cry. Like,
why?
Like, when's the last time you had a real good cry? Like a good one?
I don't remember. It's
been Don't you just feel clean afterwards, like free and ready to start over? Everything's going to be fine?
No. Of course not. No, that's stupid.
Everybody needs a good cry.
No. That's stupid. If you're crying, that means something's wrong. Why? Everybody needs something wrong. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying everybody has moments like you where everything just gets to be too much and, you know, you question your manhood, how good of a dad and husband you are. And
I never said any of that.
And you just start feeling all this pressure. And as men, we're taught to fucking bottle it down. Quit being a bitch. Mm-hmm. Get on with life. It's hard.
Right.
And I'm saying it would be good just to get it all out. Get together with your boyfriends and
so you say you want to be a woman is what you're saying.
That'd be awesome. Just cry whenever I want. Have you ever been in a situation at work where somebody's sitting across from you and they start crying?
No.
It's super uncomfortable. Like I would like it to not be uncomfortable.
You think if you were a woman, it wouldn't be uncomfortable?
If I was a woman, he wouldn't have cried when I fired him.
I see what you did there. I don't know if that's true. Do you think that's true? If you were a woman,
I would have showed him my tits when I was firing him, and everything would have been fine.
Maybe you still could have. I think it would have been way funnier.
Yeah.